Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. There's shock at the sudden death of entrepreneur and innovator Graham Everton in a car accident. He was 58. Mr. Everton from Ngāti Raukawa ki Te Tonga and Ngāti Tū Wharetoa was a driving force in the Māori Spectrum claim lodged by his mother, the late Rangiaho Everton, in 1996. He described himself as pursuing a number of different career paths revolving around Indigenous development, information and communication technology, and sustainable futures. Cousin and former business partner Te Atawhai Tibble says other projects included getting solar panels onto marae, creating entrepreneurship programs for marae, and helping to build the Māori contribution to the World Indigenous Business Forum. He also explored farming dairy, sheep and ostriches. Mr. Tibble says he was a maker of magic taken too soon. Energy and Resources Minister Shane Jones says he'd like iwi to rethink their attitude to mining. Mr. Jones says many iwi leaders have a dim view of resource extraction, despite the fact many of the biggest beneficiaries are likely to be Māori who are now in high-paying mining jobs in Australia. While there will be disruption to the natural environment, the industry has developed sophisticated ways to reinstate what was there before. He says the country has a big challenge.
If we want to boost our resilience, we need to ensure we've got the food and the minerals and the fuel ourselves, rather than relying on distant nations who may not share the same values or the same priorities of New Zealand. So do we leave it in the ground on the belief that Papatūānuku will be less vulnerable, or do we continually import it from overseas, where our national vulnerability may very well be imperiled?
Shane Jones. Independent commissioners are currently considering an application to mine mineral sands from the Barrytown Flats on the west coast. The director of the 11th Māori Land Film Festival says showcasing Indigenous films and filmmakers from around the world is creating a significant financial impact for Ōtaki. Madeline Hakaraya de Young says there will be 168 films and video works, including 11 features, 8 feature documentaries and 16 short film programs over the 5-day festival next month. Going on past results, that will bring at least $2 million into the town. She says it's just part of a revival in the Rohe.
Ōtaki has changed and grown over the past 11 years. It's a really buzzy and beautiful space to be in. You know, you've got Te Wānanga o Raukawa down the road and then Rangatahi from all of our kura. And then we've got so many artists that all contribute to making this beautiful environment to bring the filmmakers to.
Madeline Hakaraya de Young. And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Toodle!